Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we are here every single Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so let other people know where they can find us. And if they can't listen at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, remember, you can listen to us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass on Sundays, so come by and check out the parish, check out what we're doing, and help us to help you to deepen your faith. So over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com, you see a button there, how to connect to the parish. You can also find us at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. And by the way, you could also find us if you're walking around Allston, Massachusetts, at 43 Holton Street. Well, we're continuing our discussion with Mark Hart, and we're going to talk about grace a bit, and we're going to talk about that understanding of helping people to know the scriptures better so they can appreciate the readings better at Mass. Mark Hart, of course, comes to us from not only Ave Maria Press with his latest book, One Sunday at a Time, but he comes to us also from LifeTeam, where he is, as he explained yesterday, the CIO of LifeTeam out of Phoenix. He had his two offices, Phoenix and Atlanta. So he's out of the Phoenix office. So let's switch over to my interview with Mark Hart, the Bible geek. Wow, that's, I know we always print in the bulletin the readings coming up for the next week. And of course, obviously, I do the daily Mass. But you're right. The other thing, too, is I've been a priest for almost 30 years. So I know the scriptures well, but that puts me in a position where I know what I know, but I may not know what you don't know.
Correct. Absolutely. And, and it's just so funny. On any given Mass, depending upon which prayers are being said at consecration, we hear the word grace at Mass anywhere from 6 to 18 times on a typical Sunday during the first. But if you ask most Catholics, you say to them, you do a straw poll coming out of Mass, you say, hey, what is grace? Most Catholics would say, amazing. But most Catholics couldn't really describe succinctly, and this is not a slam. I mean, our Catholic catechism, it requires 97 paragraphs to unpack and explain what grace is. I think a lot of our evangelical brothers and sisters, probably who have been listening to this, they might hear the word grace a lot, but they also discuss grace more. Mm-hmm. And I think that for us to understand what grace is and how grace works is so important. It's little things like that. So you have a priest because you have studied and you have gone to formation. You've continued to pray and study over the years. There are certain words like grace or salvation that you just sort of know, mm-hmm. but maybe in the context of a homily, can't stop or don't stop to unpack. But there's not a huge percentage of the faithful in the pews who aren't thinking what maybe the priest is thinking, right? Or who aren't understanding why this story is so important. Why does it matter that Jesus was in Caesarea Philippi? Why does it matter that they're eating with unclean hands? Why does it matter that St. Paul, they're talking so much about circumcision or prostitution? There are all these little things that over the years, the more you study, become second nature. But for most of us in the pews, because we haven't studied theology or scripture, there's little things that are very lost on us. And if we can just sort of connect the dots here and there, we go, like as a Catholic going to Mass, if some of those dots can connect, I know what themes to listen for, I know these little nuanced things, what these words mean, all of a sudden we don't look up at the sky and see stars, we see constellations. That starts to make sense.
One of the things I learned a long time ago, we have nearby one of the top evangelical colleges in the country, Gordon College. So mm-hmm. I took a preaching seminar there because I figured, they're really good at preaching, so why don't I learn from them? And one of the fascinating things we learned is that a short homily in the evangelical church is 20 minutes, whereas I explain, a long homily in the Catholic church is 10. So
right, exactly.
You're right. I'm, having to communicate this within the context of 7 to 10 minutes is impossible. You really can't, and you really can't do it well. But at the same time, in the Catholic Church, people tend to tune you out after 10 minutes. I work with Brazilians, and I've been to 2.5-hour Masses in Brazil. And I tell the priest there, if you come to the United States and do a 2.5-hour Mass, they will drive you to the airport.
They they will throw you headlong off the cliff of Nazareth.
That's a good point. 2.5 hour mass. Yes, that's right. But so we find here in the U.S., you're right. We've only got 7 minutes, which brings up everything you're talking about is a way for people to, on their own, supplement that, or as the Life Team program and everything, to supplement that so they have a deeper understanding of Scripture.
Well, absolutely. And, it's said in the catechism that, parents are the primary catechists of their kids.
Yes.
Most of the parents I know, they desire to be the primary catechist, but they don't feel adept at it. They don't feel like they're equipped to do it, right? And we're talking about people who are, they're accountants, they're teachers, they're truck drivers. Like they're not necessarily theologians and childbirth does not a catechist make, right? Mm-hmm. So people, I'll have parents come to me all the time and say, well, okay, I want to pass on the faith to my kids. How do I do it? Where do I start? And what I normally tell them is that you start with what you're already doing. You're already going to Mass. Start with Mass. As a family over the course of the week, you can read one reading, read the first reading over dinner on Tuesday and talk about it. Read the Psalm, before bed one night with your kids. And there are ways to sort of unpack it. And certainly it's more challenging when the kids are little, but as they get a little bit older and they're capable of deeper conversation, you start having those conversations. And then parents say, well, I'd love to, but I don't remember this stuff from when I went through CCD or religious education or parochial school. And the good news is that now we have so many resources that are available, resources that didn't exist back in the day. But now there are books, there are podcasts, there are websites, there are things that 20 years ago did not exist for Catholics that now are prevalent and they're available everywhere. We just have to know where to look. And we have to take our role as primary catechists, if you're a parent, very seriously. Because our job is not to get our kids to Harvard, it's to get our kids to heaven and introduce them to the love of the Father, I don't have a lot of money, Father. If I put my kids in my will, it's not going to do them a lot of good. But if I introduce them to the Father's will, it's going to make the difference for eternity. And that's what I have to keep in mind.
I should add, after you mentioned that your job isn't to get into Harvard, but to get to heaven, I'm surrounded by Harvard University. Where
of course you are.
And that's true. I mean, I like to bring that out too as well, but it's just so funny. I'm literally surrounded by Harvard Business School.
I love it.
Well, that's, one of the things that you bring up a lot of things that I deal with on a regular basis. And one of the issues that I have is you're really bringing out is people will say to me, I'm not a theologian. I don't have a theology degree. What do I have to add to the church? And I go, you're baptized, you're confirmed. The Lord will work through you.
Yes. And I think sometimes we forget, the goal of our faith is not to become a priest, as important as the priesthood is, and as much as I highly respect it and we need it. Our goal is to become a saint. Yes. We had saints. I mean, some of our greatest saints, we had doctors of the church who didn't read above a fourth grade level. I mean,
really? Is that, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Could you name one?
If you think about it, well, St. Catherine of Siena, I mean, she barely read above a fifth or sixth grade level, but her writings are profound. St. Therese of Lisieux, I mean, she was literate, but I mean, and you can tell by her writings, but I mean, it wasn't as though she had a college degree. I mean, and honestly, I just love to think about this. Right now, some of the greatest future saints that the world will ever know are currently atheists. If we actually look at church history and you take into account Butler's Lives of the Saints, some of our greatest saints began as fierce atheists. And they were so until, the middle of their life when they had a conversion, which means that right now there are people running around probably proclaiming things that are, anti-Christian or opposed to the faith or minds close to the faith, who have yet to have that transformative encounter with Jesus Christ, who will eventually turn their lives to him and do so in such a heroic and virtuous way that they would be considered saints sometime in the future. So that I think when people say, well, gosh, I don't have a degree, that's okay. The Lord can work with anything and anyone. He doesn't need you to be learned. He needs you to be humble. He needs you to be open and malleable. That's what the Lord's looking for. He's not looking for saints. He's looking for people who know they're sinners.
Oh, that's, you're good. In fact, he is good. That's Mark Hart. He's the CIO of LifeTeen, which is an organization that has many resources to help teenagers and young adults learn their faith better. Obviously, he is very well versed in the Bible. He is known as the Bible Geek. You may have heard of him on the Catholic Channel over at Sirius XM. And he works with Lino Rulli on the Catholic Guy Show. That, by the way, is the American Catholic Guy Show. Apparently, there is an Australian Catholic Guy Show, completely unrelated. They just happen to have the same names. But this is the American Catholic Guy Show with Lino Rulli coming out of the Archdiocese of New York. In the meantime, remember his book, One Sunday at a Time. I invite you to check that out and use that as a way of preparing for Mass every single Sunday. That's Mark Hart's One Sunday at a Time. Well, we're going to switch over to a few words that tell you a little bit about who we are all about. In the meantime, we're going to continue the interview tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.